You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
So someone said to me, they sent an email saying you were talking about the Guy Fieri. And I've noticed Dave saying a couple times that he hates Danny DeVito, but Andy doesn't. Mm-hmm. I've never really heard why, but it just made me think about other celebrities I can't stand. He says, I can't stand Meryl Streep. Can't stand the sight of her. She's no idea actress. Why. She never did anything wrong to me, but I hate her stupid face.
Yeah. Hmm. Did you see The Deer Hunter?
That's a good movie.
Great. Never seen it.
Meryl Streep's great.
Chris from Woody.
Never seen The Deer Hunter?
No. You have to see The Deer Hunter.
Incredible. Oh, sure. Whatever.
The Russian roulette scene? It. Oh, my God.
You would love
such,
it.
Wow. Yeah.
It's my dad kind of movie.
Made me watch that movie.
Yeah.
But she's an incredible actress. But I get it.
Right.
Listen,
mood.
I cannot fully explain my hatred of Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Like if it's kind of like the Guy Fieri, I just don't like his face and his little body.
Yeah. That's what it is. I'm sorry, but you don't like things in very small packages.
Yeah, there's a short issue.
Okay, there's a short issue.
That's what
you
all
have
it is.
A
That's
problem. All it is. He's 5 feet tall.
I don't know what it is. There's
and
something
five
there.
Feet
he is. I think he's like 4'11.
You probably need therapy for it to
I'm
get
sure
over your
there's a lot of
the short thing.
Therapy for it.
Dave's like a size queen, but instead of wiener,
exactly.
His height.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, Dave's got to spend some time with
him. I am oddly disturbed by miniature people.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. And I feel like we need to get a room full.
Elephant, it's like the elephant and the mouse scenario. Yep. I'm 6'5". I don't know what it is, but it's been that way. I don't know if I had a bad incident with a midget as a child or something. That's what they were called then. That's what they were called then.
Yeah.
I'm just dating myself to the time.
So Danny DeVito is, he's 4'10"?
Oh, 4'10". 4'10". So like that is right on the cusp of
dwarfism.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Oh, really?
If you're under 5".
I thought it was 4-something.
What makes you a dwarf?
Mm.
Get into it. 4'10" or shorter?
4'10".
He is. Danny DeVito is a dwarf.
So what height is it that you think is like the...
Like 5 and under.
How tall is your wife? She's short.
She's 5'2".
She just made it.
She just made it.
I would have hated her. Yeah. Are you always protecting your pockets around her and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Dave's
what are you doing down there? You trying to steal my underwear, little people?
Yeah.
Don't you take my belt. Like, I feel like there's something he's afraid they're going to do.
Now I know why Amber wears heels. She wears really tall heels. Now it all makes sense.
Well, destroy your ankles.
Just like, Dave, am I tall enough?
I think
get away from me, you short bitch.
I think after Dave's growth spurt, like a little person must have tied his shoes together.
Some little man
who
was always like made fun of him.
Could get it out of me.
Yeah. Whatever, by now, who cares, I guess. We'll just roll with it life.
I've always despised. Like, he ruined Cheers for me when he came into Cheers.
ruined Cheers.
Yeah, he ruined It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I stopped watching it when they brought him on.
I thought it got good.
Yeah, they got real good for Frank.
Ruined a lot of stuff for me.
Dave gives up when they bring him in.
But I can't judge. I hate, inexplicably, all the thicks.
Yeah, you do hate the thicks.
I'm trying to think who else I hate, but I'm sure I will.
One of the thicks died, so... But the other thing,
Alan.
Yeah, he was fine with it.
You don't like David really Spade.
I do not like David Spade.
Yeah, you don't like David Spade.
Again,
is he short?
He is a shorter.
But he's not. That's
but he's not
right.
He's not dwarf short. I just have never liked. I thought he's untalented. He didn't deserve the fame he has.
Mm. He's 5'7", so he makes it.
Yeah.
But you just don't like him.
I do not like him at all. No.
I don't know if I have anyone that I'm passionate about that I don't like.
That you're passionately
Maybe
hate.
It will come up.
I have people that I wish I hated. That's my thing all the time. Like, I wish I hated Brad Pitt.
I like Brad Pitt.
I wish I hated Ryan Gosling.
All the hot guys.
I do. Yeah. I end up finding out that they're cool.
Standoffish with, like, anybody that's good looking with talent that's a dude.
Oh, yeah. You're like, hey.
I'm like, right away, I like, hate him.
Like Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, like, I hate him.
I know you do.
Yeah, I hated him for a long time.
See, that's the thing. Like, so I always, whenever, like, a lot of people are super into somebody, I'm always like, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. That guy's a douche. And then, like, Brad Pitt, just everything he does was cool.
Great. Yeah.
And I was like, God.
It's like Tom Cruise. Like, I should hate the guy. I know he's insane, but I love his action movies. He makes a killer action movie.
You do like his action
movies. I don't like him.
Yeah, I don't like him either. He creeps me right out. And he's got a tooth that starts in the middle of his face, and he's
he really does.
Right.
So what about you? Who's this celebrity that you inexplicably hate for some reason? Let's go to Kyle first. Hey, Kyle, kick us off here. Who is it?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show.
Thanks, man.
I cannot stand Sharon Osbourne. She is one of the worst people I've ever met.
I don't understand why people like her. I don't hate her, but I don't understand like someone being like, I love her.
Yeah, I understand the hatred.
I understand it, too.
But I get why people don't like her.
But I don't know why people like her.
And the View or something is on, and just, you know, her accent and the red hair, everything is just like, it builds up a burning fire inside of me, and I just want to burn.
All right, dude. Kind of avoid daytime television then. Joe, who is it for you?
Hey, long time, guys. Chrissy Teigen. Whatever her name is.
That doesn't matter.
I like it better.
My wife and I were talking about it last night because every time I have no idea how this person ever made it onto TV when I look at her face and then she talks.
Yeah.
And it's just the worst thing. It's like the stomach flu. It's just horrible.
Right, I understand that one.
Just getting the hate out. I get it.
Yeah,
I do too. She's a divisive person. Really, and then again, some people love her and she tweets every minute of her life out there and things that people love that she shares stuff that most celebrities don't share. Mm-hmm. And then other people are totally turned off by that.
You know who I really hate? That mumble rapper.
Well, that's a lot of them.
I hate him. I hate the mumble rapper.
As a generic person.
You just grab one, put it in front of me. Gotcha. I don't like
anybody
them.
With the weird the colored teeth, like little Yachty, face tattoos,
little shorty.
Put him in front. I don't like
with the hoodie.
This guy, white guy face tattoos,
Randy,
hate them all.
Venus
to you, sir.
Balls.
Who is it?
Orlando freaking Bloom.
What makes you hate Orlando Bloom, Randy?
Hate me some Bloom.
Orlando Bloom ruined Troy for me. He ruined it.
Oh, you know what? He was awful in that movie.
He did ruin
that. That did suck. Brad Pitt tried to make it as cool as he could.
He did. Yep. And then he got the role in the Pirates of the Caribbean and ruined my life. It said that's everything.
I'm with you on that.
I hate Bloom too.
I thought Bloom was the perfect Legolas.
Yeah.
He was the perfect guy for I'm an uppity
elf.
Yeah. But then in everything else he's done, I can't stand him. Brad Pitt is like the coolest in Troy. Yeah. And the guy he fights, who I don't even know who that dude is, but he's like got a beard. He's cool as hell too. Yeah.
I knew Brad Pitt was in that movie. I had no idea.
Orlando Bloom is the reason Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Don't want to spoil it for people.
Someone said
don't want to spoil Troy.
Hate Lenny Kravitz in his stupid leather pants.
I don't care for Kravitz either.
You know what's crazy about Kravitz?
I don't hate him, but I don't care for him.
I know he's a sexual warrior and all that stuff, but at the same time, there's no part of me intimidated by Lenny Kravitz, I think, because I think he's 5'2".
Is he?
Oh, is he tiny?
I think he's a tiny man.
I think you're right. He is short.
So
I just don't like his songs that much.
Well, there's a couple good songs.
I like some.
He's
like
had a couple songs.
Oh, he's 5'9".
Okay. I thought he was 5'2". I thought I read somewhere that he was 5'2". I swear to God.
His wife is 5'2", Lisa Bonet, but he's 5'9". So we got into a discussion about how people hate
how dare you
I don't
Guy Fieri, but really can't figure out why, besides his his hair. He's actually a fairly decent human being. What about you? Who is it, the celebrity that you inexplicably hate, Dan?
Deadpur.
Ryan Arena, it's a Deadpur. He tried. He's a Deadpur.
That cracks me up, man. Jesus. We say it nonstop at work, but anyways. I can't stand Jonah Hill.
I don't like the Hill either.
What? I don't like Jonah Hill.
I don't like that Hill guy.
Really?
He's a great actor, but he's funny in his early stuff, but every movie that he does now, it's just the same act. It's the same character over and over and over.
I agree. Wolf of Wall Street, I don't like him. I sat through 21 Jump Street with my kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was good in Moneyball.
I saw him be a douche to somebody once.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's Sundance Film Festival. He wasn't very polite to a lady.
Yeah, that makes me despise
someone.
He was
so funny in Superbad.
Yeah.
Yeah, Superbad.
Yeah, Superbad.
Right, that's the beginning.
But I hated him for that because everybody I had...
I understand why you hate him. Because there is a...
You look like him?
20% physical resemblance.
Right.
Which so then everybody's people like, is like... Yeah.
I judge people that do that, by the way. You say I look like Hurley from Lost, or you say I look like Jonah Hill, I don't want to be friends with you.
Yeah.
Someone said, mine is Drew Barrymore. I cringe every time I see her. The worst part about her is they tried to make her into a sexy lead role. Nothing sexy about her.
But back in the day, not now. She's not doing
like when she did Charlie's Angels.
She was hot in Wayne's World.
Someone said, can't stand Hugh Grant. I hate his stupid English accent and his goofy looking face. He can go to hell in a handbasket.
I'm not a fan of him.
No, I don't like Hugh Grant either. No.
He's into some weird stuff too, right? Isn't he?
Yeah.
Wasn't he caught with the hooker?
I think it was a special.
Wasn't
it?
No, it was just a black lady.
Okay. I thought it was a tranny.
No, it wasn't. She did not
that
have
was
a
just
penis.
Eddie Murphy?
I thought it was a tranny.
That was Eddie Murphy.
I think he got caught a couple of times. I think one
Divine.
Was a transsexual.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
I'm not a fan of Hugh.
I think you guys are wrong here. I don't think Hugh. I think you're thinking of Eddie Murphy. Because Hugh Grant was the one that...
It was prostitute.
Yeah, it was a female with all female bits. Divine Brown, I believe her name was.
Mm. Yeah, I never cared for Hugh Grant.
I don't like Hugh Jackman, and I know that's controversial here. I know that you like roles that he's been in. He just sings and dances.
Hugh Jackman. He's
great in Wolverine. That's it.
I know, that's what you like him in.
I don't like Hugh Jackman. I like Wolverine.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman...
I don't like Hugh Jackman.
I could make some claims about Hugh Jackman that I believe are true.
Yeah, I could too.
And because anyone who loves Broadway that much, I believe is a certain kind.
Sure.
I mean, God.
That's he annoys
a generalization,
me.
But
yes,
I get
which
you're
I do. Yeah. You generalize a lot, which isn't great. Mm. I'm not proud of myself, but
I just don't
think
him regardless of anything.
Yeah.
Reason to.
Someone said I effing hate Tyra Banks.
I don't like
her. Can't watch her for more than 3 seconds, and I want to jump out an effing window just to get away from her.
Yeah, she irritates me.
I try to avoid her as much as possible.
Yeah, I avoid her too.
I don't hate her.
No.
Sherry, who is it that you hate with a passion?
Vin Diesel. I hate Vin Diesel to the depths of my soul. I have never seen a Fast and Furious. He emotes nothing in his face. His voice is like his fingernails on a chalkboard. Like, unreasonable amount of hatred do I have for Vin Diesel. And I love you guys, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you, Sherry. Appreciate it.
Vin Diesel is like...
I think he's a horrible, horrible actor. Yeah. In fact, I took my kids on this ride at Universal Studios a couple years ago. They do it like a Fast and the Furious ride. Mm. His acting in that is some of the worst acting you'll ever see in your life. And they probably paid him like $10 million just to do this one.
I could care less about him in the Fast and the Furious stuff, but I don't mind him in that Riddick stuff.
Yeah, you like that Riddick.
I don't mind that Riddick.
I can't even bring myself to watch Chronicles.
I don't mind it.
I like look at it and I'm like, Chuck likes it.
It's an odd one.
I can't. But Vin Diesel to me just seems like you injected a big toe full of steroids, and that's what happens.
Which is what they did. I also believe generalization about him as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, Vin, that's been a talk for a while. Someone said Ray Liotta. I feel like his eyes don't match his face.
Well, he's a mess now, guys. He's a mess now.
You know, some of his roles were
Goodfellas,
great.
Man.
Goodfellas.
I'll like him forever because of Goodfellas. Hannibal Lecter cut his brain
Shoeless
up.
Shoeless Joe. You know, he's Shoeless Joe.
Matt Damon.
So.
This guy said, I'm from Boston. I cannot stand Matt effing Damon. Again. Especially when he played a whiny bitch in the Liberace movie.
I didn't see that.
I never watched the Liberace movie.
What movie was he just in that we loved? The space movie.
The Martian.
Yeah, he's literally amazing in that movie.
The Martian's a great movie.
It's great. It was one of my favorites last year.
Yeah.
Anyone who can hold your attention on screen by themselves for so long.
Yes,
and also like, be funny. With no interaction with someone else. It's very hard. Like, a lot of funny is like an interacting thing. He's just funny talking to no one.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how Tom Hanks is. That's how Tom Hanks did Castaway.
Yeah.
Someone said, I can't stand DJ Khaled. All this clown ever does is shout his name out. I can't stand looking at his face. I've had that discussion on the show before because I had to listen to his music once in a car and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
I don't get it, but.
Someone said, I freaking hate Paul Rudd.
What?
I don't know why. His movies are funny. He seems genuinely nice, but my hate for him burns hotter than the sun.
Hard to hate.
Right. Yeah, Paul Rudd is one of those guys.
He's real likable. I like Paul Rudd.
Like Sandra Bullock, I think, is like the female Paul Rudd. Like, incredibly likable, nice person, but there's tons of hate coming in for her.
Everybody's dad. I hate him.
Yep.
Hated him.
Yes, he's.
I do hate Nicolas Cage.
You do see? I don't even hate Nick Cage. I understand I don't want to see anything he does anymore. I don't need to see any movie that he's done anymore. There was a time he was okay.
Oh, yeah.
He had a string of really weird movies,
which I like weird movies.
Yeah.
I only liked him in Raising Arizona.
That was good.
Come on, Con Air.
I didn't like it for him. I liked it for the other John Malkovich.
What was the one he was drunk?
With the bunny down.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah.
That was a great one.
Keanu Reeves, F that no talent douche.
Oh, he's great.
Shut up. You shut your mouth.
Yeah, you're not in you're not with friends here.
Yeah. You might as well stop listening.
These guys love Keanu.
We're in the Keanu Reeves fan club. So what about you, the celebrity that cannot stand? Adrian.
How's she going, eh? No, I always never liked Paul Walker. He was just too bland. There was nothing special about him.
R.I.P.
I just couldn't understand how he got those special roles.
Because he's a good-looking dude. That's it.
Yeah. He was
not an amazing actor. He was just a handsome guy.
Guy that could read the lines on a page. And then he became something more because he died.
I think people should be alive when they're calling about that.
You can't speak bad of the dead.
Oh, yeah, they gotta be alive.
No, you can.
Alan, you're alive.
They can't do anything to you.
No, true.
No,
true.
They didn't hear you.
Andrew from Naples. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, how's she going, eh? No, I just wanted to reiterate, Drew Barrymore drives.
Oh, more Drew Barrymore.
Oh, wow.
So what is it that you hate about her? Like, give me one thing you can't stand about Drew Barrymore.
Her mouth, probably.
I get her lisp, and I don't understand why anyone finds her attractive. Like, when they did the whole Charlie's Angels things, and you had,
Cameron Diaz. And
Cameron
Diaz in there.
Cameron Diaz.
Lucy Liu.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't get the Cameron Diaz. I never found her really attractive.
No, I don't get it.
Back when she first started, you didn't think
I thought Cameron Diaz was super hot in the mask.
What was the movie with the hair?
Something about Mary.
I just thought she was okay.
Oh, me too.
I had like a pullout poster from Rolling Stone magazine taped to the back of my door so my mom didn't know.
I bet you did.
I had some fun times with that.
I thought she was really pretty back then. I mean, now it's...
No, now she's done too much to her face. She's got like cheek fillers and all sorts of stuff done.
Like, I don't think she's like an ugly person or anything, but
Lucy Liu was 50 times hotter.
Oh, I agree.
I just never had a thing for Cameron Diaz.
And who else was in that movie?
Demi Moore.
In the bikini?
Yeah.
And she was older then, and she was so much hotter than anybody.
Really, when she walked out of the water.
Yeah.
There's a picture of the three of them from Charlie's Angels.
Was she a bad person?
I love that movie. It's so stupid, but a girl movie.
Yeah. Ryan, who is it that Ryan hates with a passion?
Is it me?
It's you.
Oh my God, penis!
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 Awesome. So. I really don't hate anybody, but one person in pop culture I can't stand, and it's Iggy Azalea.
Iggy Azalea.
Well, you don't have to worry, because she's going away, it appears. So, luckily, you'll never have to deal with her again.
Yep. Daniel? Hi, Daniel. Yeah, you're calling us. Where are you in Florida?
Balls! I'm from Balls.
Okay, you're from Balls, Florida. All right. Who do you hate?
John Cusack and his smug face sister.
Yeah, dude, I'm with you.
Oh, come on.
I don't like John Cusack much.
But he hates John Cusack and his sister Joan. He hates the whole Cusack family.
I don't like Joan as much as I like John.
I think they're both amazing actors.
Joan is an unfortunate-looking lady. Joan Cusack.
I loved her in Shameless.
Oh, she's awesome in Shameless.
She can be funnier.
I like her more than John Cusack.
John Cusack was in too many movies that meant everything to me as a kid.
I could never not.
Better Off Dead and like One Crazy Summer, which is John Cusack from like the 80s. Just
High Fidelity is really good.
But I want my $2, man. I want my $2.
I don't like him as much in High Fidelity. I like the supporting cast.
Someone says, I hate Flo from Progressive.
I'm not so much a celebrity, but.
You're proud of Flo?
She kept that stupid shtick going for.
I love that you're proud of her.
Yeah, for like 20 years, she's just getting that money.
Yeah.
Just getting that money. No talent.
Yeah, I guess, right? Someone said the guy who plays Captain America, overacting, annoying hunk of meat. So Chris Evans?
Yeah.
Oh.
You got hunk, right?
Yeah. I don't mind Chris Evans.
He looks good as Captain America. He can be my Captain America.
Nancy Grace. Well, we know my hatred for Nancy Grace.
That's hard not to.
Who likes her?
Yeah. Right. That's probably more of a question. If you like Nancy Grace, we could not be friends.
Yeah, that's true.
I hate Maggie Gyllenhaal's face.
We're just talking about their faces now.
Anne Hathaway is the worst. A lot of people do not like Anne Hathaway.
She's on my list. I don't like her.
Yeah, people.
She seems like a stuck-up bitch.
Yeah?
There's nothing about her.
That's how she comes across to me.
Someone hates Dave.
Yeah. I mean, who the hell is afraid of birds? I hate Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell.
Mm-hmm.
We've said that. Henry Cavill looks like the prom king that never had to develop social skills. Super scum. Yeah, Kardashians. I think the world can unite there.
Yeah, those are easy.
This is one that came up before. My wife cannot stand Tom Hanks. She won't even let me watch any of his movies. We couldn't understand how you couldn't like Tom Hanks, but they're up there.
Yeah, that's my buddy hates Tom Hanks.
Yeah, you were saying that.
You miss so many good movies if you hate Tom Hanks.
Yep.
Dude, Tom Hanks is the best.
A lot of people, Will Ferrell has come up a ton of times in text messages.
He's polarizing for some reason.
I used to hate Will Ferrell. I used to hate him with a passion because it was the same crap over and over again, and then I fell in love with him in Step Brothers.
Oh.
And it changed everything. Now
which is still a movie I haven't seen.
Changed everything for me on the Will Ferrell.
I was like that with Andy Samberg. I did not like Andy Samberg, and I thought he was like, I didn't think he was funny.
Yeah.
And then I started watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and he's growing on me.
Yeah.
He's so funny on that show.
Yeah,
and I'm the same. I never really liked the guy, but I watched that show with my kids, and it changed my opinion of him.
Mm.
It's a clever show, and he's behind a lot of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Axl Rose, guy is super entitled. Katy Perry. I agree. Like, I love Katy Perry for her tits. I'll say that.
Oh, my.
But then when you get to see more about her and hear more about her, I can't stand her.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care what she has to say.
Yeah, she's about as smart as a box of rocks. I've interacted with her before in the past.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Drive her around a Warped Tour thing, and all she was doing, she was dating another dude on the tour. And she was acting like a baby. She's like, boyfriend's bus, boyfriend's bus, boyfriend's bus. I'm like, do you need me to drop you off there? Like, I don't understand what boyfriend's bus means.
Ooh.
And she just wanted me to drop her off at her boyfriend's
bus. She seems like she'd be a horrible person to date. So maybe she's with that, what's his name? We just saw Orlando Bloom again, Bloom. Right?
Yeah.
So they seem maybe the perfect
She's got a weird set, like, choices in guys.
Yeah, she married Russell Brand.
I like Russell Brand, too, a lot, actually. But
Kirsten Dunst.
Somebody says, they did say Ariana. I thought they said, I hate Anana Grande.
Someone, a guy has texted in twice that he hates Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, no.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen. You got to love Ellen.
Wendy Williams has come up quite a bit. Well, again, she's a person that if you like her, I don't understand what's going on with you. Fran Drescher, Kid Rock, all of Nickelback, Seth Rogen.
Saw Cardi B.
Amy Schumer, a lot of Amy Schumer hate coming in, too.
That's an easy one, though.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I don't hate her.
I don't hate her, but no, I'm not a fan. Like, I wouldn't watch anything that she's in.
Never.
I saw a stand-up one time, and I was like, what is the hype?
Yeah. I can't stand Jason Bateman. He's an incredible actor, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like him, but how do you think he's in an Ozark?
He's the same character from Arrested Development in Ozark.
Oh, is he really?
He's acting in the Ozark situation, but it's the same.
Yeah.
It seems like he doesn't have, he is who he is. He's like, you know, like
him. I'll tell you this right now. My hatred for the guy who I always confuse him with rubs off. The guy who's like on every TV show wants to get the job.
Jerry O'Connell.
Jerry O'Connell. Okay, so Jerry O'Connell.
Oh, so
we
different.
All do. Unfortunately, all do. I believe that Jerry O'Connell and now I've just forgot his name.
Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman are the same guy. for some reason in my brain.
Oh, that's too bad.
So I have that hatred that bleeds into him, you know, because of Jerry O'Connell. It's odd.
Jason Bateman is really good at playing the character he's developed as Jason Bateman.
Yeah, yes. Like he was in Juno, right? Wasn't that just the same guy too, sort of?
He was a little more scummy in that one. But, I mean, his character in Arrested Development and his character in Ozark, I like him.
Jason Bateman too, I gotta say. And one more here, I don't get this. This is kind of like the Tom Hanks thing. Kayla from Massachusetts, which the celebrity that you can't stand?
I was actually torn between telling you two of them, but the first one is Steve Carell, which might be controversial.
It is controversial. I don't know how you don't
to
like.
Say, I mean, I don't hate him, but no. I liked him in The Office a lot. I don't like him in his movies.
Yeah,
I agree with you, Lisa.
Okay, yeah.
A person where you'd have to like that kind of humor, because I hate his movies. I hate The Office. I feel like all his movies are pretty much the same kind of thing.
Well, if you hate The Office, I guess
that's how I love him, because I love The Office, and I thought he was incredible in that role as Michael Scott. But if you weren't
movies,
into that,
I didn't care for 40-year-old Virgin. I didn't care for his role in Little Miss Sunshine or whatever. Like, but in The Office, I love him.
Me too.
In that role,
Maybe that's it. All right, we could do this for hours.
Yeah. Funny and Anchorman, but that's the only one I like, really.
Yeah,
The Office to me is irritating nowadays.
It's on so much.
I just am like over it.
I hope guys, if you knew how many times I've tried to watch The Office.
Yeah, I liked it at the time, but now over it.
It jumped the shark. Like the last few seasons, I gave up on it.
I hate that one guy in The Office that's doing all these action.
Oh, John Krasinski.
Really?
I like him. He's good in the Jack Ryan show.
Jerry Krasinski.
Yeah, because Lisa likes. You know why? Because there's a lot of girls that like the version of him in The Office, where he's like just your normal guy, and he's kind of like Jim. And
it's like, weird.
Now he's an action star.
I hate him. I hate his guts.
All right, a lot of controversial stuff here. Everyone's entitled to it. Screw you, Jamie Krasinski.
I mean, somebody on the line hates Steve Harvey. Yeah, it breaks my heart. I love Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey.
I'm so filled to the brim with.
But I watch really so much crappy TV.
I don't mind him. Family Feud.
Family Feud. Yeah. I love his talk show. His talk show. It makes me happy when I watch a talk show.
Yeah.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's something that is of specific purpose.
Okay. All right.
I'm not sure. In the brain. If you're a female weed smoker, pay attention.
Okay. That's better. That's better. This is a specific.
I got lost in myself for a minute.
Yes. I like the other one.
Smoking weed may be drying up your vagina.
That's
no good for any of us.
So dry.
Oh, no, it's not.
So dry.
Weed makes a lot of people horny. We've talked about that before. But now doctors are speaking out saying that it can also dry up your lady's bits.
You're having a really hard time.
I know. I got
newsman.
I don't know.
Newsman.
There's a side effect of smoking marijuana. It can be a dry vagina.
So it's
like dry mouth.
Yeah, it's like cotton mouth.
Cotton bits.
Huh?
It is. They dub it cotton vagina.
Yeah.
Wow.
Makes sense.
Spritz it.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things you can do.
Marijuana is still a class one drug. Limited research has been done on it, but just as allergy medicines can dry up your vagina thanks to your mucous membranes, pot can do the same.
You don't want to smoke it down there.
Well, you don't smoke it down there.
I saw a lady take a bone rip. In a way I never seen.
My God. Heavens.
Heavens to Betsy.
They've also had patients say that it makes women harder to climax or it takes longer.
They say that for dudes, too, sometimes.
It's exactly like dry mouth. It's the same thing. It's the drying of the mucous membranes. Not all pot does it, though, but a lot of strains, it seems, will. And some will make you drier than others.
Man.
I want the wettest weed you got.
It is crazy, though, to think that you could get horny and then dry. You know, like, horny usually equates a better experience. It's the person who's not into it usually that's Right. Sahara Desert.
Someone said, my girlfriend smokes all day, and she is unnaturally.
Yeah.
Moist.
My word.
Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of people that could dispute that.
Mm. Someone did text in, though, or emailed us, and where'd she go here? I lost her.
Weed combo.
There we go. It does not do it to her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
My God.
In fact, she has a lot more stuff going on when she smokes before sex. It's the best sex ever.
So the doctors are wrong.
Well, I guess it all depends on the person, right?
Because yeah.
I've never had, when I take allergy medication, I don't really dry out. And I know some people do.
Mm. Yeah.
So weed wouldn't probably dry out my vagina.
Where yeah, your it? Vagina's wet. What a weird stance, huh? What a weird stance Dave takes.
Chemically, if I had a vagina, mine would be...
I'm just saying.
Dave's got a wet...
You know what I mean? Some people react differently. That's my point. Different to stuff than other people.
Like Niagara down there.
My God.
And surprisingly, because I, most, whatever side effects generally it says on a pill, it will happen to me. But that's one thing. I don't,
yeah.
My mouth doesn't dry out or, you know,
on allergy. Vagina is also lubed.
There's a woman said it does it to her. Yep. Yeah, the dry bitches are texting in.
You know, it's amazing.
How
just
old are they?
I don't know.
Younger. I don't know.
Boston, Detroit, different places.
Oh, wow. So people are saying that they do get dry.
Yeah. And but some say it does make it a million times better.
Yeah. Can go either way.
What do doctors recommend? Coconut oil. If you find that weed dries out your bits, slather them in coconut oil.
Not a bad idea.
She suggests not to put anything in your skin or in you that you wouldn't put in your mouth, and so coconut oil is highly recommended.
Lisa recommends coconut oil, don't you?
Yes, she does.
Yes. For
she always has.
Not for
everything.
She didn't specifically mention that.
The dry skin, dry areas. Anything Ooh. Dry.
Daily smoker here. I get cotton all the time.
Hell of a name for it.
Ex-girlfriend had cotton vagina. Needless to say, things did not work out long term.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it does.
One girl said 30.
She's 30 in Florida. Yep, she has her, she dried on out.
too young for that.
I'm 27. Yeah. She said I'm 27. Definitely depends
27.
On the strain.
Oh, my.
Should be a soaking.
Yeah, when I smoke, everything feels super good, but I dry the F up. It's so weird.
yeah. Slippery, slidey. Yeah.
Like a slip and slide.
Fountain of...
Like a road after a rainstorm.
Slick.
Wow.
Water park.
I've been getting dry from smoking for a long time. I'm 25 now. Nothing has changed. I always thought it was just me.
No, like a log ride.
I love this woman. She's like, allergy medication and weed still wet all the time.
Oh, yeah.
This vagina will not be taken down.
Yeah. Some people are wet.
Love
what a crazy
love
time.
The vagina reports.
Yeah. Yes,
vagina report.
Ladies, how's your vagina doing? Let us know.
Dry right now. But later it's going to be crazy.
I feel like that's how the dry ones would sound.
No.
And then the wet ones would be.
No, the wet ones sound just the same. I tell you, you know, my friend over there is dry, but I am like Niagara Falls between my legs.
Just
doesn't
flowing
matter.
All the time.
And
like
I'm smoking right now. I've been smoking weed all morning.
It's true. She smokes like a chimney.
We both have been smoking since 5 a.m. She's dry. I'm soaked.
My name's Diane. She's dubbed me Dry-Ann.
Yeah, dry.
Dry-Ann. Art is calling us from the west side of Detroit.
Oh, Art.
Art, who are you, man?
What's up? Tell her this to be cool. I gotta wear my four.
They make me cool, Art. So, this new study, Art, says that smoking weed could be drying up a lot of ladies' vaginas.
Listen, that is not a case study. They have not asked any doctors in Detroit about this.
No?
None of them. None of the Nigerian doctors or nobody I know. None of the pain doctors that's out passing on all the pain medication either. Trust me, they have not asked. That's not a real case study. this has probably been administered by probably about 5 doctors somewhere on the dry coast that it is in the desert.
You've never experienced this in your travels, Art.
Listen, never, ever have I ever. Ask my wife. For real. Her bits don't get wet. And the doctor, if she used the coconut oil, but saliva always works the best.
Oh, oh. Art, thank you so much, man.
It's true, he does.
Call it like it is.
All right,
thanks
Art.
For calling in, Art.
The Art.
Hey, y'all be good, man. I got to get to work.
All right,
away you go.
Later.
Good to hear from Art there.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
It's been a while. And he's
good to hear from.
Still crazy as always. Yeah. Some woman confirms she gets the cotton cooch. This woman smoking right now. Just check the bits. A-okay.
Oh my God, lady.
Dipstick. A little check the oil.
Lady. Be a lady.
I'll tell you what.
Come on. Oh my God.
It's hot. It's soaking wet right up to the line.
Yeah.
I'll have to change the oil.
Yeah, the oil's fine. Lady.
Let me give her a once over here.
I've never seen Lisa do that.
Lady.
Come on.
Oh, lady, come on.
God.
Jeez, right there on the spot. You just checked it out.
Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
Lady!
She kicked too, huh?
Yeah.
She even kicked. Mm. She had to physically strike something.
Girlfriend smoked a lot of pot, dried out like a desert.
Leather badge.
Leather badge.
You don't want them to be described as leather.
No.
Oh
my God, you know I love you down there. You're so leathery.
No. Say hello to leather man.
You're like a catcher's mitt. You smell just like a catcher's mitt.
Yep, I know.
Oh, that's not what you want.
Leather man.
When I open my legs, sex song from the 80s plays. See? This, like a seashell.
This is her vagina singing, literally.
God. Leatherman!
Leather bitch!
Oh my God.
It's like a Dio ripoff, man.
Sex song.
Say something about leather or something.
Jeez. Right
away. Wow!
Sand and leather. That's enough out of you.
Yeah.
The guy who had a girlfriend with a leather badge said that we kept KY in business.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
You gotta keep giving her a spritz.
Man, you gotta find someone who's really into you, you know?
Yeah, you do.
Helps.
Helps.
It's not like leather smells like a baseball glove. If you play baseball, you know the smell.
Yeah, you do.
You don't expect it down there.
So this guy said my girl gets actually ridiculously wet. She's a heavy pot smoker, but once in a while, randomly dry. Got to be the strain, question mark?
Maybe. Well, they say it's heavily depends on the strain. That's what the story
kind of
said.
Write it down, make a chart.
Yeah.
You're dry versus wet chart.
Yeah, that's right. You're some kind of doctor.
Yeah.
You're like a weed doctor.
Yes, I am. These are all my babies.
All right, so Monday all my Tuesday, girls. It was like wild, right?
Okay,
like, it was like a water park.
Were you on a mountain forest purple kush?
Yeah, I was on the mountain forest purple kush on Monday and Tuesday.
Okay.
And it was
dry or wet?
No, that was just as wet as it gets,
okay,
right?
Okay, that's good news.
All right,
that's
then on Wednesday, things got really weird.
What did you try?
A tumbleweed came out of me.
Tumbleweed?
Yeah, got nuts. It was real. I didn't even know one was up there.
It's wild.
You sure you're a doctor, man?
Well, not a doctor per se.
Okay. So then, Thursday, again, back to Water Slide Town.
What was this strain called on a Wednesday that you having a smoke? Do you remember?
That was OG Kush. I was
OG
on the OG.
Kush.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
right? It was unexpected. One of my favorite ones.
It's everybody's favorite. You're going to have to cancel the order.
Apparently, it's a you should nickname the strain Tumbleweed.
I recommend it being a char, though. Yeah, if you're a smoker, you wouldn't want you wouldn't want the ones that dried you out down there.
Hmm.
Yeah. Make you feel like
leather. I took off your denim and I found some leather.
And leather.
Yep.
Vaginas and leather.
Girls can make charts and stuff. A lot of science to having a Wajin.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though, like if what you smoked like was boner affected, you'd have a chart. You'd have,
I'd have Bunsen burners, charts, sundials.
A couple of lesbians here smoking. We are listening today. We have never had that problem. And we have literally smoked while having sex.
Wow. They might just be smoking the right strain all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people just get whatever their guy has.
Mm. Right.
And then.
Right.
But yeah, like Lisa says, chart it. Keep track. You don't want to be leather veg.
No, leather.
You do not. Like a villain.
It's like the wife of Leatherface.
Absolutely. Leather veg.
Yeah. I've broken in a lot of baseball gloves.
Oh, yeah.
It's not how you want it to be.
No.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
You may recall this story. We talked about it when it happened a couple of months ago. A woman attacked by a hippo.
Yeah.
While on vacation, this Florida woman is now finally speaking out about that attack. It was a horrible experience, as you can imagine.
It's a hippo.
She said her life flashed before her eyes when she was attacked by a hippopotamus while canoeing during an African safari.
What are you doing?
Canoeing.
Christian Yaldor and her husband Ryan were doing this canoe safari, and here's how she explains it to ABC News. Take a listen.
Kristen and Ryan Yaldor were all smiles on their African adventure last month, but nothing could have prepared them for what was about to happen.
I didn't have any fear getting into the canoe whatsoever.
The travel and wildlife enthusiasts were canoeing on the Zambezi River with two tour guides when one of the guides said he saw something ahead.
He did tell us initially with his binoculars he did see hippos, a group of hippos, he said, up on the right-hand side, so that we would need to paddle over to the left-hand side.
They steer to the left.
We're on the left-hand side, and then what happens?
Shortly thereafter is when something popped up underneath our canoe, more towards the middle. The canoe tipped forward to where I fell into the water, forward and towards the deep side. I took two strokes towards the shoreline.
The young couple both thrown from the canoe, a terrifying drama.
And immediately I was grabbed and pulled underneath the water. Didn't have a chance to scream. It was just so quick and so forceful that I got pulled under and then was starting to be thrashed around underneath the water back and forth.
A hippo had its mouth firmly wrapped around her right leg, pulling her underwater, thrashing her back and forth for 45 seconds. Above the water, her husband swam to shore, looked back, and feared the worst.
I grabbed its mouth between my leg and tried to pry it open. That it finally let me go, and I popped up to the surface and tried to swim, and I couldn't swim.
She was helpless with a smashed knee and a broken leg.
Mm. Was there a moment where you thought, I'm not going to make it?
Only after I came back up and thought that if it grabbed me again, then I don't think I could survive that again. I backstroked towards the shoreline, and then my husband and the two guides pulled me out of the water and put me into the canoe safely on the shore.
Escaping the jaws of a hippo is no small feat. The animal can weigh up to 5 tons. And while they're actually herbivores, they kill 500 people in Africa every year.
Just for fun.
But this was just the beginning of Kristen's harrowing journey home. First, it was a 45-minute wait for paramedics.
And so I kept screaming to them, hurry up, you're taking too long. I said, if I'm bleeding out, I am going to lose my life.
A tourist helicopter had to be converted to a medevac and then a 2-week hospitalization in Johannesburg. And finally, a 30-hour air ambulance ride making 7 stops all the way home to Tampa.
If the bite had happened in a different area on your leg, would you be alive?
Probably not.
No. If it was an inch or so in another direction, she probably would have bled out in the canoe and not made it any past that. I choose not to think about that because she is here, she is alive, and it's just every more reason to be thankful that she is here.
Now, she has had 7 surgeries. Doctors believe she will make a full recovery, but she and her husband, they're going to continue living their lives. They're already planning their next adventure. Mm. They're going to be swimming with sharks.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they deserve to die.
You don't go canoeing with hippos.
Yeah, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's like the really worst thing to be in is a canoe.
Yeah.
Man, that husband got out of there too, didn't he?
I know, right?
Jesus, she's dead! She's dead! Just go, go, go!
Just go!
Jesus, good as dead! Look!
Forget her! Who cares?
I'm not dead!
Oh, shoot.
I'm not dead yet!
Oh, shoot! She's still dead. Alive. Well, if you can make it here, we'll get you.
That's right. They made her back surf to the shore.
If you can make it, we're not coming after you. Swim.
I think that they're still coming after me. Can you
swim,
just
swim, honey?
Can
swim.
Can you swim to me and grab me?
No, here's a small stick I found.
Oh, geez, that is not. That's a 3-foot stick. I'm 20 yards.
I'm not
out.
Getting near the shore. Just to be honest. Oh. I'm safe here, but not that safe because there's lions. And... Why are we here again? Well, this was dumb.
Put a better boat in there.
Yeah.
Why a canoe?
So those folks from Tampa.
Did you notice?
Yeah, they're not going to change their travel plans.
Did you notice, too? She's on that medevac helicopter, and you can hear everyone singing.
Yeah.
It was get on that boy, head up, head up. I'd be like, shut up!
They were trying to distract her, I
oh
guess.
My God.
Stop singing. I'm bleeding out.
Stop it.
Everything's going cold.
Oh, she's screaming at them. She's like, if I'm bleeding out, you morons.
The whole interview, her husband, also from Tampa Bay, just kind of sat beside her, didn't say a word.
Well, she's in charge. I feel like she's in charge. She's bigger than him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's like,
he's just along. Look at that. Look at the look on his eyes.
I know.
He's just along for the ride in this one, guys.
Dark eyes. She was mad, but she wasn't nearly as mad as she was when I tried to use her as the human shield that one time when we were attacked by bees.
Well, she knows I'm not going to fight a hippo. So.
I have a 2-foot torso.
I think he's just slouching.
Nope, just
tiny.
Tips and waist.
No middle part. No middle part.
No middle.
Oh, well.
Born without an abdomen.
That's swimming with sharks next.
Yeah. Her idea. Yeah. Guaranteed.
Oh.
And after that, it's giant squid.
After you're
diving.
Under the water with a hippo. Flinging you around back and forth.
Yeah, here's the thing.
No,
give me a nice restaurant.
A hippo for 45 seconds, that sucks. I mean, that's the worst. You think that's the worst? A shark for 45 seconds is worse.
Yeah, I mean, a hippo is a shark. A lot of times they'll bite you and then they'll go away because they're like, you're gross.
Yeah,
like a hippo doesn't want to eat you. A hippo's just so pissed off.
Yeah, it's trying to kill you.
Yeah, it just wants to shake you till you stop.
Yep.
Snap.
They have 500 deaths a year there.
Yeah, the hippos are no joke.
Yeah,
and then you think you're safe when you get on land. Those things run fast. So dumb to go anywhere.
Well, near hippos.
Yeah.
Some guy sat next to a dude who lost his arm to a hippo.
Yeah.
Paul Templer.
We'll do that.
He has a website about it, I guess.
I don't want to see a hippo.
Former hippo attack survivor has become a philanthropist, adventurer, and CEO. Paul Story.
That's his good side. There's his bad side.
There it is.
God. Yeah. U of M, huh?
Yeah. Look, he's done a ton.
Oh, man, it just sucks, though, you know, because at one point you had 2 arms before you went after those hippos.
Yeah, you did.
It's risky being an adventurer.
Yeah, no,
it is. It's part of it, right? Yeah. Part of it. You miss your parts.
Yep.
Yeah, and you've got no one to blame but yourself, I guess.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.